Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. So I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this very brand new day. For as we so often declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it because you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. Thank you for your brand new mercies. Thank you for your love that never ends. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your unconditional favor. Thank you over and over again for you just being such a great God and you being a magnificent God. But God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, oh God, we ask this morning that you create in us a clean heart. Purify us deep down within our souls so that nothing may get in between us and thee. We don't want you to take your presence away from us. We don't want your spirit to be taken away from us, God. And so, God, restore unto us our salvation. Restore unto us our hope. Restore unto us our praise. Restore unto us our joy. Restore unto us life like you said that you would according to your word and breathe into us the breath of life this morning. God, create in us a clean heart and purify us in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, God, wash us and make us whole from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that nothing may get in between us and thee, God, that we might glorify you today, that we might magnify you today, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, oh, God, that we may bless the God of our salvation and allow your praises to continually be in our mouths. Oh, God, we ask again this morning that you created us a clean heart, oh, God, so that our flesh won't get any of your glory, so that our flesh, oh, God, won't take rule in our lives, that you might get the glory out of our lives. We thank you again for another day. For if it had not been for you on our side, we would not be here today. But because of your mercy, because of your grace and because of your unmerited favor, we see this brand new day. You woke us up this morning when our minds stayed on you because we had a desire to pray. And you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray because there is power in prayer. Lady O told us yesterday, oh God, during our coffee break, that three things allow us to be led to intimacy with you. Oh God, that's prayer, that's the word of God, and it's time and time. Prayer, the word of God and time lead us to intimacy with you, and we're beginning our day off with prayer. And then after we lead our day off with prayer, God, if we continue in our pilgrimage to Pentecost, we're going to take time to meditate and study on your word. And then as we meditate on your word throughout the day, God, it will continually keep our mind stayed on you and will draw us nearer to thee. So, God, we're looking to be intimate with you today. We're looking to be close to you today. That's our imperative. That's our mission, God. That's our goal, oh God, is to draw nearer to thee, God, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is peace, no matter what may be going on around us in our lives. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but God, if our minds are stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. You will take us to our different destinations and the goals and the marks and the plans that you have for our lives, God, and we shall have the victory. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God, today by praying, by reading your word, and by meditating on you so that we might draw nearer to thee, God, and that we might be in thy presence. Lord, I want you to receive my worship. I want you to receive my praise and it to smell. I have a good smelling savor before your nostrils, Lord. I want it to go as a melody into your ears, Lord, even as I am making a joyful noise unto you. I understand, Lord, that I'm not the greatest singer in the world, but, Lord, I have an endeavor, God. I have a mindset to bless you at all times, Lord, because I love to sing your glory. I love to sing your praises. I love to sing honor to you, Lord, and that's my heart's plea. And so that's what I will offer unto you, oh God, today, the sacrifice of praise. I will bless you with the fruit of my lips. I will bless you with the songs of my heart, Lord, and sing unto you a new song, Lord. It may not be somebody else's song, but God, whatever you place into my soul, whatever hymn, whatever melody, whatever love song, Lord, that you place into my heart, into my soul this day, Lord, I will sing it unto you, O God, to lift you up, to bless your name, for you are a good God. You are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God, and you have done so much for me. I cannot tell it all, but what I can tell is that, Lord, you have been good to me. You've been mighty to me. You've been a way maker. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. And so with thanksgiving in my heart, I rise this morning to tell you, thank you. You, and I am blessing your name. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Purify us so that we may worship you in spirit and in truth today, because you're looking for a people that will worship you in spirit and in truth. No longer do we have to do things ritualistically, You're tired of a generation that does things just because mama told them to, or daddy told them to, or somebody else told them to. But Lord, create in us a heart, oh God, that has a desire and an earnest hunger for more of you. We are desiring you spiritually, God. We long to be with you spiritually, Lord. We long to be in your presence, Lord, because you satisfy and meet every single need. You equip us with everything we need to be successful. So when we seek you first, Lord, you add all these things unto us. Lord, you are the better part. Oh, God, you told Martha, God, that Mary has chosen the better part. Yes, we have a lot of things that we have to do. Yes, life is busy, Lord, but the better part is choosing you. Taking some time out to spend with you. Taking some quality time out to pray. For men ought to always pray. Taking some quality time to study your word and to meditate on you. God, you are the better part every single day. And when we seek you, you said that you'll be found. If we ask, it shall be given. We knock, it shall be opened unto us. So, Lord, you are the answer, and you are the provider of everything that we need for success, for victory, for help, for strength, for restoration, for hope, for peace, God, in this day and time. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart. Purify us. Renew a right spirit within us so that we might be in your will and that you might get the glory out of our lives. There are many people that have petitions today that we heard last night, and I want to call on those names. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much. That your people have been called to pray. If my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal the land. Our land is in desperate need of healing. Our land is in desperate need of salvation. Our land is in desperate need of hope. And we find that in you, Lord, today. And so I call on the name of Jennifer Tostis, I believe that's her last name, and her husband, Lord, Missionary Howard's daughter and son-in-law, that you will work out things on their behalf, helping us to understand that all things work together for our good, the good and the bad, as long as we are the called according to its purpose and we love God. Those two traits, those two qualifications allow us to be able to proclaim that all things will work together for our good. And so, God, I pray that you would watch over them, grant them wisdom, touch their lives and touch their hearts even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their bodies, oh, God, heal his injuries, God, heal, oh, God, the wounds in his heart and the wounds in his mind. Heal, God. Deliver and set free and speak peace into that family and into that home right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Monique, God. Cannot remember Monique's last name, but you know she's about to go into another surgery, Lord, and we ask that you would touch her body. Oh, God, bind that sickness right now that continues to ravage inside of her body and send forth the healing, God, the miracle, God, that she needs to know, God, that you are God. Some people need signs and wonders, Lord. Oh, God, and help us that those of us that do not need to see signs and wonders to pray that a miracle will be performed in the lives of those that are in need. I pray that you would touch her from the very crown of her head to the soles of her feet and heal her body right now in the name of Jesus. And then I pray for Missionary Miller, Lord, who had a request for prayer last night. I know she asked us to pray for Monique, but she also asked for prayer for herself as well, that you would lead, guide, and direct her and grant her favor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the Coulter family during their time of transition. And then I pray for us as a body of believers, that we will understand your word and that we will stand upon your promises and stand upon your word. Because your word declares that we do have promises, but your word also declares that in this life we shall have tribulations. And God says just because we have tribulations don't mean that we have to lose hope, does not mean that we have to give up, does not mean that we have to fear, but we can stand upon the promises that go at the end of each and every warning of suffering and tribulation. You told us that we can be of good cheer, for you have already overcome the world. You told us that the suffering of this present time cannot even be compared to the glory that shall be revealed unto us.
You told us that according to your word, that all that live godly shall suffer perfect persecution. God, but you have already given us a victory. You have already made the way. It won't be like that always. It'll only be for a season in time that we can count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation, God, because those things work out patience, and patience works out experience, and experience works out hope, and hope doesn't have to be ashamed because you always come true according to your word and according to your promise. Lord, I ask today that you would touch your believers, that we would stand upon the promises of God, so that your word might be done in our lives, and that we might go higher and higher in you each and every single day. We bless you because you are a good God. We magnify you because you are a glorious God. And we pray for those that we've called out, and then we have those that have unspoken prayer requests. I pray that you would continue to bless my brother Larry Brown as he transitions to this new era, this new breakthrough in his life. God, I pray that you don't that you would continue to lead, guide, and direct him, grant him wisdom in everything that he does as he submits to you and as he surrenders to your will, God. Let your will be done, not his, oh God. That means storms, clouds going to rise, change is going to come, even in the midst of newness, Lord. But as long as he keeps his eyes on you, God, you'll keep them in perfect peace, and you'll guide them to the ways and the things that he needs to do. God, I pray for each and every single member of Praise Center. I pray for Mother McCowan, God, that you would bless her. I pray for Diana, God, that you would cover her and touch her heart and her mind, Lord. I pray for our children, Lord, today, that you would plead, that we plead the blood over them, that you would watch over them and protect them, God. I pray for those in Manchester, England, Lord, who suffered during that attack, and Lord, and those who are suffering the loss of their children. Lord, I pray that you would comfort us as a nation and comfort us as a world and call your people to prayer everywhere, not just in America, but across the land. You are calling for us to pray. And so we here are interceded on their behalf, and we're asking that you would send help, send comfort, send peace. Let the people know that you are still there. In the absence of you, God, God, that's all you have to do is ask you to come on back in, and you'll show yourself mighty, and you'll show yourself strong. We bless you now, and we thank you, God, for being such an awesome God. I pray that you will order our footsteps and bless us today. Lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us strength. Grant us wisdom. Put in us hope, oh God, that we may make it this day and continue to press towards you. We thank you for all that you've done, and all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.